Mr. Chairman, and friends, as you've just heard, for the last, I was going to say 10 days, but I believe actually it's only 9 days, it seemed like 10 days, we've been celebrating. And when I say we have been celebrating, I mean the members of the Western Buddhist Order, our various mitras, as we call them, our friends, and our well-wishers from, quite literally, all over the place. Not only from all over Great Britain, but even from several different parts of the world. And we've been celebrating in the course of these last 9 or 10 days the opening of Sukhavati, which means literally the happy land, or the place of bliss, or the abounding in happiness, the abounding in bliss. And yesterday, we may say, our celebrations, our rejoicings, our whole 9 or 10 day long festival culminated in the dedication of our shrine room. Or perhaps I should say our shrine rooms, because we're lucky enough to have two. Some Buddhist centers, I'm sorry to say, don't really even have one. But we have two, a larger one and a smaller one. And especially, we dedicated the main shrine room and dedicated its more than life-size image of Amitabha, the Buddha of the West, the Buddha of infinite light and eternal life. And in the course of those celebrations, as especially we remembered and we appreciated all the work, all the hard work that had gone into the creation of Sukhavati, we really did, from the depths of our heart, rejoice in the merits of all those who, with head and heart and hand, had made this wonderful new place, Sukhavati, possible. A Sukhavati here in England, here in London, even of all places in the East End, in Bethnal Green. Not even in comparative respectable Westminster or Victoria, but in Bethnal Green. And we rejoiced very much that our new centre, our Sukhavati, should be there. And I can assure you, those who weren't present on any of those occasions, we really did rejoice. But what is Sukhavati, really? What is it that we are really celebrating when we celebrate the opening of a place like Sukhavati? Reference has been made to the London Buddhist Centre, now open at Sukhavati. But there's one thing about which at least we should be quite clear, which is that Sukhavati is not just another Buddhist centre, however big. It's not just a place where people can come along once a week or once a month, or simply talk about Buddhism, simply discuss Buddhism, or where they can even come again once a week or twice a month and merely listen to lectures, listen to talks given by people who've simply read a lot of books about Buddhism. It's not intended to be that sort of place. And it's not even a place where one can come along occasionally and do what one might describe as a little therapeutic meditation. Not too much, because that might be dangerous, but just a little bit. I remember one very prominent Buddhist when I returned to England for the first time in 1964. Apropos of meditation classes, told me, don't let them meditate for more than 5 minutes. They can't stand it. Well, Sukhavati isn't intended for that sort of thing, not a merely therapeutic meditation, not just a 5-minute meditation, so that having done it, one can go home and carry on with one's so-called normal life exactly as before, having taken your therapeutic or medicinal dose of Buddhism, just to keep you going on in the same old way. So Sukhavati, we hope, will serve a nobler function than that, a more radical, I might even say, a more revolutionary function than that, just keeping people going, giving them their sort of meditational vitamins, so that they can stagger along on the path of worldliness for just a few more days or a few more weeks.